four men shoot craps in an alley crouched on the concrete. Suddenly, they hear a shout, and a fifth man comes dashing towards them, leaps across the dice tossers, and smacks into the brick wall. Hit first. The sound of his dome banging the brick makes a smack, like a loaf of bread might make if dropped from a rooftop to a sidewalk. The gamblers gather the coins strewn by the man's feet and glance to see if he's dead. He sprawls without moving a nostril. The others return to their game. Boxcar, says one. Money is exchanged. The man on the ground moans and stands up. The gamblers roll their eyes in vexation. The man totters down the alley, pressing his hands to his brain. Aren't young guys, and their clothing isn't the best. All need haircuts and shaves, need their shoes resold. Then they hear another shout, and once more the fifth man comes galloping. The dice are grabbed up, just as the man dives across their gaze and strikes the wall. Whack!
Cranium first!
The noise his hand makes is like the noise a boot makes crunching a walnut. Someone rolls the dice.
Lady Luck, be with me now,
says a gambler. The man on his back groans, gets to his feet and staggers down the alley. The dice players raise their eyebrows and make what next expressions? From this, we may guess the craps and behavior of the peculiar kibitzer have gone on a mooning. And in the next hour, it happens 5 more times. They hear the shout. The slap slap of shoes getting louder. We see the man's determined expression as he dives across their game. Then splash! The sound of a head striking the brick. He flees the others. Feel hope as he busted his neck. Then with a moan, the man gets up and does it again.
Has made
made an adjustment to despair and surrender evil thoughts and failure. Some play craps, others must stand up in. Finding them is more philosophical than physical. One joker drags a dumpster over to the wall. This time, when the fifth man comes barreling down the alley, his head, on impact, creates a pleasing of course, no work of art achieves perfection without modification. And the dumpster has to be fine-tuned. Moved to the left. Emptied of half its contents. But soon when the man comes running, his forehead striking the metal makes a pristine chiming noise, which resonates through the courtyard and sends a chill of pleasure down the backs of the poor men. The clang of his brain banging the hollow dumpster is like a chord swiped from a Bartok concerto, agreeable to the ears, uplifting for the soul. When the man sprawls on the concrete, the others bid him well. They help him to his feet and make little salutes as he staggers away. Even here, in an alley at the end of the world, as its celebrants, those who suffered to make it, those who make the suffering their own, because for each man, the unique whack recalls a painful moment as if it hung before them, sparkling in the air.
One thinks of a first. uncompromised youth. Promises. Later, when the cop on the beat wanders in the alley, he discovers the dice players. Too much cheap wine. Suddenly, the fifth man comes sprinting toward them. The footsteps get louder. There's a brief silence as the man goes airborne. Then, bang! His skull slams the metal, and the sound drifts up to wake the rats from their slumber, disturb the pigeons in their endless breakfast. The four men make little sighs of pleasure. You. He has seen it all, but for pure sadistic delight, he takes the cake. Slaps the guys in eyes. In the paddy wagon, the dealer keeps shouting about it. But the cop knows all about it. He's seen his mugshot on 1,000 post office walls. A dangerous perpetrator of disreputable behavior who stays one jump ahead of the law. But this time, the cop is confident now that he has caught his gang. And hurt, I doubt, much longer.